once in anemia, the presence of ischemia, and one of the so-called rare causes of out-of-hospital sudden cardiac death have been looked for, often the decision is whether the patient needs electrophysiologic study. This is an area in clinical electrophysiology that's undergoing a good deal of revision. Certainly, 10 years ago, any patient surviving an episode of out-of-hospital sudden cardiac death would have had an electrophysiologic study unless the patient needed urgent bypass surgery. Now I think more and more electrophysiologists, if the cause is clear and further definition of the electrical system is not needed, will simply refer a patient for an ICD, which has the advantage of cutting this hospital stay short and avoiding yet another procedure. There are patients in whom an electrophysiologic study is particularly helpful, even in 1998 and even in the post-trial era. Those to me include patients who have evidence of a prior myocardial infarction and in whom an episode of VT was suspected for historical reasons, but the VT was not documented. In those patients, I think a baseline electrophysiologic study is helpful. Also in patients with cardiac MRI evidence of right ventricular dysplasia, or in patients in whom the long QT syndrome is strongly suspected, are often benefited from an EP study.